Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. With construction going crazy across the state, we're joined by Aaron West. He's the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Aaron West. He is the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you for having me.
So you've headed up this organization, statewide organization, for the last 5.5 years. Right. What was it like when you first started the economy?
You know, we were just starting to come out, right? If you remember, 2014 was actually when we had the Tesla announcement. And shortly after I came on board, we were starting to see some signs of life and some, you know, there's a little bit of encouragement out there, but certainly wasn't rolling the way it was. And so I remember being at the governor's mansion or at his office on the steps, you know, when they made that announcement that Tesla was coming and Elon was there. And it's amazing what a roller coaster it's been in that 5 years.
But in a positive way.
In a very positive way.
I remember at the height of the recession, Danny Thompson, formerly of the AFL-CIO, telling me that there were 100,000 construction workers out of jobs, right, in the state of Nevada. In addition to that, there was the unknown force, which was this major Hispanic community that had been working in construction that literally got up and left. If there are no jobs, they weren't going to be here. There was no point.
Right.
And so it was well above 100,000 unemployed.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in the construction business and you want a job, how many offers do you have on the table at this point?
Yeah, right. It's kind of endless. We're still, it's amazing. We went from about 300,000 construction workers in the state down to about 120. During the recession, we're back up to about 200, but we're still well short of where we need to be. And so,
is there a number you can put on that? Are we 50,000, 100,000 short?
Well, we've been saying that we need to add about 10,000 a year, and actually last year was the first year that we came really close to that. We got a little over 9,000 construction workers added to the workforce, based on information from Dieter. So, but we need that to grow, right? It's kind of a compounding issue where we've got, you know, over 25% of our current workforce that's over the age of 55, so they're going to be aging out, and plus we have this demand, right? We lost an entire generation. Only 7% of our workforce is under the age of 24. So we kind of lost a generation of workforce with this, you know, everybody go to college, and then you'll figure it out. And so now it's interesting. We're starting to see that ship turn a little bit and getting the beginnings of some good policy in terms of the jobs that are out there and what they can do for young people.
And we've talked about this on the program with yourself and others, which is that for those that look at the construction industry and other industries like auto, that in the past, they were, you know, considered grunt jobs.
Right.
Now, in a lot of cases, they're computer jobs.
Right. And I mean, the information coming out of the state right now that, you know, the average wage of in the skilled trades, so your electricians, plumbers, is up to about $110,000 a year.
Wow, that's gone up about, what, $40,000?
Yeah, from the downturn. So it's significant, right? And so the idea that they used to be, you know, low-skill, low-wage jobs, that's not the case at all, right? These are very high-skill and high-wage jobs that are available now. So we're still fighting the battle, but, you know, we're actually, there's some glimmer of hope there based on some policies that are now being implemented at the state level through System of Higher Education and through Nevada Department of Education and really trying to align, you know, the great jobs that are out there and the skills necessary for those jobs to the education requirement, and how do we, you know, help fast track that.
And you're also seeing money coming from some of these major corporations, especially in Northern Nevada, the new ones that have moved into the right. area to help fund the university and community college courses to align these better.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think the most successful program that's out there right now is through Tesla, and what excites us about that is it's actually an apprenticeship program, right? So we've been touting the benefits of apprenticeships from the skilled trade side of things for a long time, right? You get in the program, you're employed, you're actually working as you gain your education and you put that skill development with it, and you're making money at the same time. And so their most successful program is where they've recruited young people and have the commitment of the job, and then they work in the education and the skill development and guide them through that process so that they come out the other end, you know, more highly skilled and making good money.
Are there other regions of the country that are underemployed in the construction area? Because, you know, if you look over the last couple of years with the disasters in California, the fires, right. Flooding in Texas, problems in Florida, Costa Rica, Puerto Rico. You've seen a great need for construction workers in other parts of the country. Is there any place that we're trying to tap into that's underemployed?
You know, there was a glimmer of hope, and we thought that you know, petroleum was going to, you know, maybe have a hiccup and it might free up some people. But honestly, we're at an interesting time, right? And from a national perspective, where everything is just all cylinders are firing.
Right.
You know, stock market's as high as it's ever been. You know, so we've got just every industry is really doing well. And so when we talk about the challenges that we have from a workforce perspective, or even from a, you know, from a housing perspective, they're not unique to Northern Nevada, or the country. It's by some estimates, we need somewhere around 3 million construction workers nationwide over the next 5 years.
That's pretty amazing. You know, one of the things, Northern Nevada, which had a business monthly that is now about to revert back to a business weekly, and congratulations to them for doing that, because it's a smart move. In their latest edition, they were talking about Northern Nevada trying to bring modular housing construction companies to Northern Nevada, because they could actually build housing faster than traditional builders and at maybe a more affordable level.
Yeah, I mean, the option for modular has been out there for a while. There's, unfortunately, it's very limited capacity, so there's, you know, a little bit in Oregon, a little bit in Idaho, but for the most part, it's been used for apartment type projects. I think, you know, I've been saying for a long time, it's nearly impossible for us to actually meet the workforce need that's out there through conventional means. So I think as an industry, we're going to have to innovate. And I think this is a big part of that innovation. The other thing is that from a workforce standpoint, if you can take, you know, that traditional style of construction and actually bring it into a warehouse, bring it into a climate controlled setting, I think there's probably a lot more of an opportunity there than to recruit young people into those types of jobs versus, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we do have the elements, you know, to contend with. So I think that's a real opportunity, and it'll be interesting to see. I think you know, some folks are, you know, obviously within the industry get a little concerned about it. But when you look at the actual capacity, it's really pretty minimal. You know, so if we're trying to put up, you know, 6,000 houses as a region, really you're probably talking about 10% of that that could actually be met by, you know, by a modular manufacturing.
Right, but I mean, at this point, every little bit helps if you're trying to bring, you know, any kind of influx of workers for any of these positions, right, they're going to need a place to live and one. You know, and that's the balance now, which is right, people want to move here, but can they afford to on the wages that we're prepared to right, pay them? So
I think the opportunity to be able to provide a product that's under 300,000, you know, which is really that high demand, you know, sweet spot. So a lot of those folks are stuck in apartments right now.
All right, let's take a break. More with Aaron West when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Penny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Aaron West. He's the CEO of the statewide organization, the Nevada Builders Alliance. So not only is Northern Nevada booming, as we've talked about many times on the program, but at this point, over $20 billion worth of projects in Southern Nevada. Yeah. How is Southern Nevada doing in terms of, it appears on the big projects that things are moving along mm-hmm. nicely. What are the weaknesses in Southern Nevada that you're trying to fill?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they continue to struggle like we do with from a housing perspective and from an affordability, you know, standpoint. So it's, although it is interesting that, you know, their median house price right now is probably about $50,000 less than Reno. So it's they're good problems to have, but again, it's we're seeing that expansion. Vegas was a little slower, you know, and it's creating some ripple effects. You know, one time when during the Gigafactory's construction, we had about 5,000 electrical workers up here out of Vegas because there just wasn't that much work. Now they've got plenty of projects, and so they're all busy, which then creates some deficits for us, right? When it comes to larger projects, can we meet those needs? And so it's a good problem to have.
In my conversation with Marilyn Kirkpatrick, who's currently chairwoman of the Clark County Commission, she says that she feels that within her potential terms on the commission, which is 10 more years, mm-hmm. that the Ivanpah Airport will be built. That is going to be a huge project. I mean, you're essentially going to build a whole new city in Southern Nevada,
right,
just outside of Las Vegas. That's going to be something that will keep your workers going for years.
Yeah, I think we've been talking about that for a long time, and a lot of the limitations there have been around access to the land, which is now federally owned. So, yeah, the more that we can do in Southern Nevada, that's really the challenge right now. Is the more we can do with BLM to free up those lands, you know, to make them developable. I think I think the potential is tremendous. If you look at what's going on with industrial expansion in Henderson and in North Las Vegas, the idea that we can get that much closer to the California border with, you know, significant land holdings, I think that could really drive just some amazing growth.
And it's been interesting to watch the lessons of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, which was put in the infrastructure first, right, and they will definitely come, is now being applied to Apex and other areas in Southern Nevada. And that seems to me to be, you know, that was the key to the whole growth up in Northern Nevada.
Exactly. It was, you know, it was that chicken and egg. And I think, you know, Roger Norman and Lance Gilman did a great job of just, you know, getting ahead of it, saying, you know, we're gonna take the risk, we're gonna spend the money, and then watch it happen.
And these two guys are now looking at Fernley, right, and the potential for a second industrial park there, but one that would actually have, according to Lance, more developable land than TRI, because even right, though TRI was huge, it was a lot of mountain ranges and peaks and
right,
things that you really couldn't develop except maybe for solar. In your mind, is Fernley the next boom area?
Oh, I think without a doubt, right? You know, we have land limitations in terms of available zoning in Washoe County, let's say, you know, within the metro, Reno-Sparks Metro. And so we've already seen that expansion into Trick. And then with the idea that all that land, you know, we had a steady line of people that were already looking at that. When that property came off the market, you know, I think everybody just kind of shifted that line right over to Fernley. And so now between two significant projects out there, I think you're going to see some great activity.
And it's got to be private development because the city of Fernley does not have the money to be able to build the infrastructure necessary.
Right.
You know, certainly roads, they don't want to have, you know, construction vehicles rumbling through town and all the rest that goes along with that.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I think one of the biggest things that we continue to struggle with as a state is our property tax system. And what that's doing to local governments. Unfortunately, it leaves them very few mechanisms to try and, you know, generate revenue. And one of those is typically the construction industry. And so because of some of the flaws within our property tax system, we just continue to see more, you know, impact fees and connection fees and, you know, the escalation of those that you know, continue to drive up that or have an impact on the affordability issue.
Okay, and of course that now becomes a round robin because you come back to we need housing, we need it to be affordable, we need it especially in the lower ends. Right. And what builder is going to build a less profitable product before they build a more profitable product? It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Do you see any appetite as you have conversations around the state? I know there is the cities and counties, but do you see an appetite within the legislators to go in and actually address the property tax situation?
Man, I certainly thought we were going to at least take another step down that, you know, that direction. In 17, they had SJR 14 to try and, you know, get it on the ballot. I think that's a pretty tough pull, you know, to get the citizens of the state to, you know, to vote to increase their property taxes. But I think there's a couple little fundamental flaws in there that we need to try and address. And you know, it's in the past, LCB has said that it's something that can't be touched. But we just saw, you know, in the last legislative session where LCB changed their minds on you know, what it takes to, you know, maintain a tax or increase a tax. And so, you know, hopefully we can apply some of that logic. We're not talking about wholesale just, you know, jacking up everybody's property taxes. All we're saying is we're the only state in the country that applies depreciation to the structures. And so it's creating such a disparity, right? So my house in Damani Ranch versus a house that's in the Old Southwest, and you know, same value, but I pay four times the property tax as that house, and I would submit that since, you know, my development is less than 10 years old, our infrastructure is in great shape, whereas you go into those older communities and all that infrastructure is in need of replacement and upgrade, and the funds just aren't there.
It's going to be a very interesting battle,
yeah.
And we're going back to a battle that Howard Jarvis fought in California many, many years ago that came over to Nevada. We still have this split role that many people have told me is unconstitutional,
right,
between business and residential. Let's take a break. More with Aaron West when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard. to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Aaron West. He is the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance. So we are now seeing the governor's Economic Development Authority looking to rework the way things have been done. Right. There's been a lot of heat on the deals that were offered to Tesla, to Faraday Future, which didn't work out, but was offered to them, and is still, my understanding, is available to companies that want to invest over $1 billion in the state. Do you have concerns about this change in looking at benefits? Because companies like Tesla, Amazon, et cetera, just aren't going to come unless we offer them some kind of benefits. Right. And I think when you look at and we really have this, some history now in Northern Nevada, Tesla was the beginning of this incredible boom. These other companies that are coming are not getting the benefits that a Tesla got for what they were putting in. And between Tesla and Panasonic, the job numbers are incredible.
Right.
So what's your thoughts on this potential change in direction for GoEd?
So, I'm a little concerned only from the standpoint that I was actually involved in the legislature when we restructured economic development in 2011, really, as a reaction to what was going on. And at that time, it was really, just bring us any job. We'll take it. But consistently, every 2 years, every legislative session, as we continue to see the benefits of that and we continue to see better jobs, and they keep moving that goalpost. And so it's a little frustrating to talk about just throwing the baby out with the bathwater when I think that the state has actually done a pretty good job of adjusting those milestones to increase the wages and increase the financial impact that you're bringing to the table before you receive any real benefit. So at the end of the day, I think we get a little hung up on that the community is being impacted because of they're not getting their full amount of property taxes, right? Or they're not getting their full amount of sales taxes. But I think what you really need to look at is, to your point, look at the impact on the community of having 7,000 people that are all gainfully employed and a lot of them making great money, what those wages are doing to the community. That's really what's driving that financial impact. So I think are we fortunate to be in a situation where we've got great job, we've got more jobs than we have people to put them into, and so can we be a little stingy? I think probably, but I'm just a little concerned about the messaging and you know, what that pushes out across the country, you know, for folks that are looking at the area, especially since our incentives are really minor compared to what other states are doing.
At least what they were offering. Yeah. I mean, some of the benefits to Amazon were incredible. Yeah. Do you have any concerns? Because I'm hearing this bubbling up a little bit in the background about a north-south split here in terms of wanting to see, you know, businesses coming to Southern Nevada before they come to Northern Nevada, that Northern Nevada, you know, has hadn't, you know, gotten enough of this benefit.
That was definitely the case back in 14-15, you know, and as we rolled into, I would say, coming out of the 15 legislative session and then and going into 17, there was definitely a lot of animosity amongst legislators from the South saying that, you know, why is the North getting such a benefit? What are you going to do to make it right? And honestly, that everybody kind of knew the Faraday deal was a little bit shaky, but it was all about giving Southern Nevada a win. I would say now there's so much economic activity going on in Southern Nevada that's pretty much all forgotten.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. Listen, it's great to be visiting with you at a time when the business is booming, yeah. And across the state, not just in Las Vegas and Reno, but the rural areas are booming between mining and industrial parks that are on the verge of opening up. What a time to be the boss of the Builders Alliance. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.